Blood Money, Times Square billboard hits OCCP for pro TikTok stance. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 29, 2024. A billboard in New York City's Times Square slammed Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, known as OC, as OCCP over her support for the Chinese social media app TikTok. The Chinese military is weaponizing TikTok to target American children. OC argued against a TikTok ban. On TikTok, the billboard reads next to a photo of Rep. Ocasio-Cortez that is labeled OCCP, in reference to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. The billboard was also an advertisement for Peter Schweizer's new book, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, which was the result of a two-year investigation by Schweizer, the president of the Government Accountability Institute and a senior contributor to Breitbart News, as well as his team of forensic investigators, into China's disintegration warfare strategy against America. In the book, Schweizer traces hundreds of billions of dollars in suspect money linked to China's undeclared war on the United States and sifts through restricted Chinese military documents and a mountain of American financial records, according to the book's description. A number of the restricted military records he uncovered pertain to the Chinese government's use of the social media app TikTok. As Breitbart News reported, Rep. Ocasio-Cortez has said that she does not support a total U.S. ban of TikTok, claiming it would be unprecedented. A number of U.S. government officials consider TikTok to be a national security threat and have therefore banned the Chinese app on government-issued devices. But the same standard and concerns are not held for American teenagers, the demographic for which TikTok is most popular. In addition to being considered a national security threat, TikTok is also viewed as a Chinese surveillance and psyops weapon thinly veiled as a social media platform, as well as a physical danger to kids, as the app has been known to push fatal challenges as trends on its platform. In Blood Money, Schweizer also uncovered restricted Chinese military journals that reveal the Chinese Communist Party is using TikTok as a modern-day Trojan horse to inject its propaganda into the minds of America's youth. The Chinese app has also been known to meddle in U.S. elections. In 2020, Rep. Ocasio-Cortez openly cheered reports of teenagers and Korean pop music fans using the Chinese-owned app to sign up for President Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and inflate RSVP numbers. Ironically, TikTok suggests it is not political by banning certain advertisements on its platform. Recently, the Chinese app rejected ads for Schweizer's Blood Money book, deeming it too political. TikTok has also denied an ad promoting awareness of the plight of Israeli hostages held by Hamas, saying it was too political. Meanwhile, TikTok's parent company, the Chinese tech company ByteDance, is beholden to the hostile foreign country, with one of its former executives revealing that the CCP had supreme access to all data held by ByteDance, including on servers in the United States. Moreover, ByteDance has also been caught snooping on U.S. journalists. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.